Ferenc Liszt's Hungarian Coronation Mass. Please allow me to be Hungarian in my heart and in my sentiments from birth, my death despite my weaknesses in the Hungarian language, and accordingly let me be committed to advancing the cause of the Hungarian music culture. These were Ferenc Liszt's words at the age of 62 to one of his friends, at the time when there was a lot of political scuffling at the parliament around the establishment of the Academy of Music. The distinguished piano artist and composer Liszt was born in 1811 in Rajting, later named Doborian in Hungarian. His first language was German, as his mother was from Krems, Austria, and as his father's mother tongue was also German, despite him living in the western part of Hungary and mostly having sentiments about belonging to Hungary. His father was an aide to the Esterházy family in a small village that had been annexed to Austria after World War I. Rajting is located very close to the most devoted Hungarian city, Sopron, where the child prodigy Ferenc Liszt, in 1820, at the age of 9, performed at his first public concert. Liszt's most favorite language was still not German, but French, as he spent his adolescence and youth in Paris, which was considered the cultural capital of the period. He later lived in Switzerland, Italy, and traveled throughout Europe as the most successful piano virtuoso of his time. After that, he spent almost a year and a half on German soil in Weimar of Thuringia as a royal court conductor. At the end of 1861, he settled in Rome, and in the last decade and a half of his life, between 1869 and 1886, he spent his time traveling regularly to Budapest, Weimar, and Rome. And this true European Liszt considered himself a Hungarian, keeping his Hungarian citizenship throughout his whole life, despite that in his youth he only visited his birthland sporadically. But he always worked tirelessly to advance the cause of the Hungarian music culture at home in Hungary. He supported the establishment of new musical institutions, National Music School, the Academy of Music. He also encouraged and aided Hungarian musicians and, abroad, he promoted our national music with Hungarian rhapsodies and other large compositions of which Hungarian musical elements were major components. So, it is still not accidental that Hungarian musicians urged to request Ferenc Liszt to compose the celebratory mass when, after the retaliation in the aftermath of the repression of the 1848-49 War of Independence and the long withholding of Hungarian national growth, finally in 1867, the Austro-Hungarian Compromise came into existence. As a result of this compromise, Józef Ferenc, Franz Józef, Austrian Emperor, and Erzsébet Elizabeth, Austrian Empress, were crowned Hungarian King and Queen, respectively. With the mass that he had composed for the consecration of the Basilica of Esztergom in 1856, Liszt proved that not only was he extremely happy to fulfill these requests, but that he was thrilled to present the land of his birth with deeply devoted and novel parochial music. Liszt had already completed the celebratory mass that was purposely short, but utterly filled with Hungarian motives, when there was still an ongoing fight against playing the mass of a composer from the Vienna royal court at the coronation in Buda. Hungarian co-musicians' petitions and Empress Erzsébet's Elizabeth, who sympathized with the Hungarians' meditation, helped cause Liszt's music to eventually be played at Matyás Matthias Church, albeit performed by Austrian musicians. The composer himself didn't even receive an official invitation to the ceremony, so he watched the mass from the gallery, and he left soon after. On his way home to his apartment in Pest, as he was walking across Lánchíd Chain Bridge, a crowd that had been waiting for the royal couple welcomed him in a standing ovation as if he had been the true hero of the day. The Hungarian coronation mass was played 2 years later in Pest with Hungarian musicians and Liszt himself directing it. Since then, this piece has frequently been a part of repertoires, especially in the Nagyboldogasszony, better known as Mátyás Matthias Church in the Buda Castle, where it was originally introduced and where it was also played to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the coronation.